90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinder Man, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Fear that's standing at your door. She won't come here anymore. That old hag is not your friend. Stop coming back to your dirty den.
Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Canvas on 90.7 Acra Wave Farm. I am here today with Dimitri Wild. Hi, Dimitri.
Hi.
He is a local singer-songwriter. Very cool music. That was his song you just heard called Two Sweetest Thing. How are you doing today, Dimitri?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. All right. So I did want to start off. I need to know what made you want to pursue music?
Oh, my God. I think that everything starts when you're about a teenage, about teenage years. And when I was growing up, a lot of kids would pick up the acoustic guitar and just start strumming. And then that was a really cool thing to do because you go sit around the fire strumming and you could be the cool guy strumming the guitar and everybody looked at you and, like, you know, you impressed the girls and all that. But I didn't know any songs and I had a horrible voice. And that's when I kind of started really enjoying that form of expression, where I could just yell or whisper and something would come out and I feel like released and relieved. And then I'd say about high school, it was more about figuring out who plays what. Like, can you play the Jimi Hendrix song? No, I can't. And then eventually somebody said, have you heard The Doors? And I was like, no. And I think that's when it really hit me, when I really heard The Doors, and it was that kind of realization that this is such a powerful message that I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to somehow find a way to relay that to the world, because The Doors combined the poetry, the music, the theater, the depth. I'm a Sagittarius. For me, depth is very important. So after that, I just kind of got hooked on just music as a world to get lost in. You know, when I was an immigrant, you go through a lot of depression, a lot of, you know, dark moments and stuff like that. And the only place to go is to music. And I found that refuge to be always available and always welcoming with open arms, and I could get lost in it, you know. So I never really kind of thought about doing professionally until I wrote that song, Rock and Roll is My Business. But we'll talk about that later. I don't know. I just felt really powerful when I played music. And I thought at some point, I really need to figure out how to do this all the time. But 10 bands later, many unsuccessful attempts and failed dreams, I'm still doing it because in the end, it's not like you're doing it professionally. You just have to do it. Like, it lives in you. And when you go see a show, when you sit down at home with a guitar, I feel it always speaking to me and kind of, you know, really just available. And I find that amazing, and being grateful to that, whatever lives inside us all, right? It's called the artist within, right? Or the fountain of, I don't know, creativity. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, with liking The Doors, do you feel like you have primarily stayed within, like, the rock realm, or do you go to other sort of genres?
I do. The rock realm itself, I guess, is a bit kind of, I don't want to say boring, but it's very generic. There's a formula, like these big glam rock bands, I guess, coming out of the 80s, you know, everybody had enough of them. So I always feel like an artist. I always feel like I want to use music as art. So for me, I'm also a writer. So I love to tell stories. So what kind of shape or what kind of instrumentation that comes out with, I don't really pay attention to it anymore. I used to be very genre specific, you know, had this band. It was like metal, disco, punk. We only did that. Then I had a goth band. We only did goth sounding things. And then I had what did I do after that? Some other thing, whatever, garage rock. And then we only did that. But now, I guess, having matured as a person, I stopped caring about styles and just tried to tell a story. But obviously, I'm rooted in rock. So just like The Doors, they were a rock band. But guess what? They went to these soundscapes and realms and words that just captured your imagination to the maximum. You were able to imagine you know, there's horses and things happening and, you know, run, I don't know, breaking through the other side. What's the other side? So I guess the imagination of words coupled with music has always fascinated me. And therefore, I stop minding the styles and I just kind of try to really tell a story. If this is kind of a gypsy song, I try to do more of a gypsy vibe. If this is a more of a, I want to yell out in the street, I'm feeling so powerful, like if by feeling alive, or, you know, rock and roll is my business, or, you know, it's going to be this way. But if it's Sweetest Thing, I'm going to, like, let's say the last song, there's a bridge where it just kind of comes down and you just want to whisper something like, thank you for believing in me, or something like that. So I feel like being a lyricist and the music maker allows me to really create soundscapes and take people on journeys.
So you're big into storytelling. Do you pour a lot of your personal experience into
all
it?
All the time. Basically, I try to heal or help myself first because these are happening in front of me. And a lot of times there is an observer within, which is not you or me, or doesn't have a name. It's universal observer. It's a spirit, let's say, looking at the situation. And then as it's looking at the situation, it's trying to find a solution. How should I be really responding? Yeah, it's tough, or yeah, it's this. Like Letting Go, that song, for example. I need to let go, but I don't know how. And you listen to the voice within, Sweetest Thing, I Love You So. You know, it's the energy, like the spirit telling me, I love you. Time to let it go. Whatever it is you're trying to let go. So I feel like if we write in abstract form, it doesn't apply to me anymore. Plus, once the song is released, it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do believe that starts from myself and then it goes externally. But then it stops being mine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a channel, you know,
mm-hmm.
a river channel. Just things, ideas flow in and out.
That's honestly beautiful, and I totally know what you mean by the
yeah.
the observer. That
yeah.
makes total sense.
Like if we didn't have to go to work, let's say,
mm-hmm.
it would be awesome to just sit there and like connect to your observer within, just be like, okay, you know, let's go.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like 10 hours later still like drawing or like
exactly.
painting or talking or singing, whatever. Because when you're doing that thing that you've been given the chance to do, time doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just you become a vessel. On the big ocean.
Right. Do you feel like you were born to do this?
I feel like I was born to be unique, definitely. And I try to do that in everything. I try to surround myself with unique elements. Was I born to do? Yeah, I was not born to do anything serious.
That's fair. That's the Sagittarius in
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, serious. Okay, hold on. Let's revise that. This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Art is more serious than anything else out there. People live and die doing art.
Mm-hmm.
They hang on to it when they're standing on the bridge, and or they look at something and changes them, or they go and release and paint something and they completely change their own. Point, like their own point of reference. So I think, yeah, I was definitely born to in the artist realm mm-hmm. of things, you know. But obviously, we all have to do and other things and put money on the table and somehow go and buy groceries with. So, yeah.
What are your hopes when people listen to your music? Do you have any specific hopes?
Yes.
Or? Good.
I want people to forget where they came from and just connect to me
mm-hmm.
for that one moment and really kind of allow themselves to be free. I've heard that actually a lot, that when people leave my shows, they say, I feel so energized. I feel so full of, like, I feel like, you know, excited and wildly excited. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give people this like wild and unobstructed energy that lives in all of us. We just have to remember it. You know, when we go see a show, mm-hmm. like you walk out and you feel like, you know, that was amazing.
Yeah.
You feel enlightened, you're like inspired. You feel lighter and you feel like you forgot what the hell were you thinking before you got to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I want people to come out of my shows. And luckily I've been given the chance to heard that feedback from people. And mm-hmm. for me, that means so much because it's a cathartic experience, mm-hmm. and I want to be the person delivering it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've lived through enough in my life to really offer it to everybody else that kind of forgot where they came from or forgot about that wild energy that lives inside us all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, how should I say, out of control or destructive. You know, we can be like wild things in the forest, just play. You know, like this is a playground. Let's have fun. You know, let's go ride cool cars and motorcycles and sail a boat and go to the other shores and explore new things, try new foods. Like Bourdain, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was a punk rocker.
He was.
At first.
He was cool.
Yeah.
He was very cool.
Because he brought that vibe that, dude, I'm just going to go and be myself anywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's so important, too. Yeah. It's a great message. Just yeah. be yourself, guys.
And it's so hard to be because we're being conditioned every mm-hmm. second. The minute you step out of your house, you go to your work, you're being told how to do, what to do. You like you being you in certain social situations, even check your social media, you know. You start thinking, you start looking at how people think. And it's important sometimes to let yourself exist in silence and just walk with your own thoughts, no matter how loud they are, because they are yours.
Mm-hmm.
And those thoughts are creations out of the universal realm. So if we take action on all these thoughts, we'll see we'll live a different life. See, I'm a spiritualist.
That was very inspirational, honestly. I love that.
Yeah, I can talk like this for right? hours.
I love that. Which, what would you do if you weren't making music? I feel like you'd be a great like philosopher.
I think I already am. I mean, I feel... I also write, and I have like a book out called Why Be Normal, Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
It's a road trip story mm-hmm. of two young guys trying to go from New York to Los Angeles, to like just completely, you know, off the wall.
Yes.
I was going to say something else.
But no, anyway. It's okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. And then I released a poetry book of poetry, like in stories. Mm-hmm. And I have two more books I'm trying to work on, mm-hmm. but, you know, music is much more fun, I gotta yeah. say. I'm guilty of that.
Right?
It's like writing's like you have to go there. And, like, take time. And you don't have time. I don't have time. Like, right. Who has time to write? But I will find that I'll finish those two books.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some of your upcoming projects? Do you have any?
Yes. So, can I talk about the ones I completed?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a long project. I just finished my vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 3 years. And started during the pandemic, and I was playing shows, and I realized I really want to record all these songs. And it's a collection of some older tracks that I gave new life to, and I made them more jazzy, so to speak, with some nice, cool horns, and others, some new songs. And that's coming out on June 27th on Cacophone Records, which is an Albany company, Albany record label. And June 26th, gonna have a vinyl release.
Yay.
Show.
Where's that?
Oh yeah, a little promotion.
Yeah.
So I will be playing live at No Fun, which is in Albany. It's a really cool black and white checkered floor venue, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna have cool bands opening. The Dionysus Effect, my friend's gonna open, and Blase Debris is gonna close. So it's gonna be a great night. So after that, vinyl's done, released. I even had to buy a whole car just to put it on the vinyl record, on the cover. But anyways, I'm just kidding. And then after that, I'm starting talking about Why Be Normal. I wanted to convert that book into a movie. I think it's a really great comedy with a really spiritual kind of philosophical point of looking at life. And this book is just a roller coaster. So it's sort of like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
mixed with On the Road. So there's that, you know, the inner voice. And it's also about right and wrong, but it's also evolution of this young man who's traveling across the country. And they're both immigrants, and they both kind of trying to make their way in this world. And it's completely off the wall, you know, things, crazy things. So anyways, after the vinyl release party is done, I'm going to focus on recording that short teaser that I want to possibly pitch to Netflix if they want to do something like that. Obviously, it's all very big plans, but it would be nice. My dad loved that book, you know. May he rest in peace, and so therefore I owe him one. And after that, I'm going to try to finalize one of the books. It's actually a spiritual book called Book of Purpose, where I'm helping people find their purpose through this book. And it's personal, but at the same time, it has really simple advice. If you're stuck, if you're this, if you're that, how do you really find, connect to that inner source that like makes you happy forever? Anyways, there's that. And then the third one is, I'm going to start working on the new album. I already got like 12, 15 songs ready to go. I got a great band from New York City. These guys come over, play with me shows every time. God bless them. I thank them so much. You know, my great friends. And with this new band, I'm going to take them to the studio and we have a whole new set of songs. It's going to be incredible.
That sounds really cool.
So, yeah, my calendar is busy. And then I already have a show in September at Hudson.
At the Park Theater.
Yeah, I'll be playing live, opening for Lloyd, I think, from television. I forget his name. I don't have any shows before that. So just this Albany and September one. And between, I'm going to be very creative, doing stuff, running around the country.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Keeping busy is good as an artist.
It's sometimes the only way I know how to live. Right. You know, I'm such a doer. I love like waking up and like, what are we going to do today? Mm-hmm. The coolest thing about being Sagittarius, you wake up, it's a whole new day every day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. Like, I don't understand people that wake up and they're like groggy, like, oh, I hate my life. Like, you know, I know some people. I'm not going to say the zodiac sign, but they're like, why?
Not to name anybody, Scorpios.
Yeah. The Tauruses, too.
Tauruses.
Oh, my kid's like that. Wakes up, oh, why?
No, living life is great.
And I mean, I could, dude, it's like, it's all out there. Every day you can change everything around yourself, about people around you, about what you do. If you don't like something, you know, pack your car and go.
Change it. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
I do want to ask if you were to have a movie, have your movie, would you want your own songs in it?
Hell yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I think the teaser is going to feature Rock and Roll Is My Business without the lyrics.
Yeah.
Then I started working, my old friend, he's actually a video maker from a Houndstooth film studio. He said, I have this cool idea. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we have to work on it.
I'm excited to see.
It's about saving the world.
Like it. I like it.
Yeah. Through wild music.
Yes. I dig that.
That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mark.
We got to look forward to your projects. So.
Yeah. I mean, film, oh my God. I really feel like if I probably have another go, I'd go into acting first and then filmmaking. Because it's also very dear to me. But I could never make myself. I did take a few acting courses and people liked when I was acting, but God, it's like, I want to act like myself. I don't want to be other people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's why I use my music as a theater show.
I was going to say, I could see you on like a variety show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I dress up. For me, it's like a performance. You know, if you see my kind of photos and stuff, you'll see there's a bowler hat, there's a fedora, and I do my little bow, whatever, my vest. I take it very seriously. It's a business. It's a performance, entertainment. People would go to entertainment during World War II. You know, they would be starving, but they would
cabaret.
Still go to the opera, cabaret. It's the one thing that they forget about life. So for me, movies is just such an instant entertainment. And I love movies. And I feel like I would first star in really, like Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp because he gets to be himself every time. Who else? You know, Vincent Gallo and a few other older actors now. But yeah, if I could be myself in the movie, like as Dimitri Wilde, let's go. I just don't make me like some kind of a butler or some corporate freak, you know?
Yeah, somebody that's not you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, fine. If you pay me a lot of money, maybe I'll do it for an hour. But, you know, but like filming itself, like actually all the music videos that I've done, I have friends from Woodstock. Strange House Media Productions. Mm-hmm. They helped me all my music videos because we sit down and we geek out and like we just have fun on this. Yeah. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? And we come up with these like random bizarre scenes that we all like, compact together. Actually, I'm working on one. Trist is working on my video for the last song, almost the last song on the album, mm-hmm. called Alive. It's about being alive. So me and my buddies riding motorcycles, and there's a transformation happening from human into something that's alive.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's so cool. I can't say it, but anyways, it's coming out soon.
So we only have a minute left because I want to play them your
all that
song.
Time? Yeah.
Where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, everywhere you go, Dimitri Wild. I'm not expecting you to type it correctly. It's going to probably be like five E's and two I's, but it's Dmitry. Very simple, Wild. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, even. I got Threads account. Yo, I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
Perfect. So if you want to find Dimitri and his very cool music.
DM, no I after D.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. If you type the I, I'll come find you. Dmitry, Wild.
So nobody can mess it up now.
All right.
Well, thank you for being here, Dimitri.
Sure.
And everyone, please enjoy his song. Thank you.
Some people like to sell, some like to advertise, some love that damn real estate, some love to make a souffle. But me, man, rock and roll is my business. Your daddy might be rich, he'd buy you studio time, he'd pay for your little toys, but you ain't got what's mine. Cause me, man, rock and roll is my business. Rock and roll is my business. Rock and roll is my business. Could see it coming and know exactly when.
when the rain would fall. But the clouds keep a secret, no one knows where they keep it. The unexpected drenches us all. Wish I had a feeling like a tingle or an itch.